Chapter 5. And if anyone does wrong by saying nothing when he is put under oath as a witness of something he has seen or had knowledge of, then he will be responsible. If anyone becomes unclean through touching unconsciously some unclean thing, such as the dead body of an unclean beast or of unclean cattle or of any unclean animal which goes flat on the earth, he will be responsible. Or if he becomes unclean through touching unconsciously any unclean thing of man, whatever it may be, when it is made clear to him he will be responsible. Or if anyone, without thought, takes an oath to do evil or to do good, whatever he says without thought, with an oath, having no knowledge of what he is doing, when it becomes clear to him, he will be responsible for any of these things. And whoever is responsible for any such sin, let him make a statement openly of his wrongdoing, and take to the Lord the offering for the wrong which he has done, a female from the flock, a lamb or a goat, for a sin offering, and the priest will take away his sin. And if he has not money enough for a lamb, then let him give, for his offering to the Lord, two doves or two young pigeons, one for a sin offering and one for a burnt offering. And let him take them to the priest, who will first give the sin offering, twisting off its head from its neck, but not cutting it in two, and he is to put drops of the blood of the offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood is to be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And the second is for a burnt offering, in agreement with the law, and the priest will take away his sin and he will have forgiveness. But if he has not enough money for two doves or two young pigeons, then let him give, for the sin he has done, the tenth part of an ephah of the best meal, for a sin offering. Let him put no oil on it, and no perfume, for it is a sin offering. And let him come to the priest with it, and the priest will take some of it in his hand, to be burned on the altar as a sign, among the offerings of the Lord made by fire. It is a sin offering. And the priest will take away his sin and he will have forgiveness, and the rest of the offering will be the priest's, in the same way as the meal offering. And the Lord said to Moses, if anyone is untrue, sinning in error in connection with the holy things of the Lord, let him take his offering to the Lord, a male sheep from the flock, without any mark, of the value fixed by you in silver by shekels, by the scale of the holy place. And he is to make payment to the priest for what he has done wrong in relation to the holy thing, together with a fifth part of its value in addition, and the priest will take away his sin by the sheep of his offering, and he will have forgiveness. And if anyone does wrong, and does any of the things which the Lord has given orders are not to be done, though he has no knowledge of it, still he is in the wrong and he is responsible. Let him come to the priest with a sheep, a male without any mark out of the flock, of the value fixed by you, as an offering for his error, and the priest will take away the sin which he did in error, and he will have forgiveness. It is an offering for his error, he is certainly responsible before the Lord. Chapter 6. And the Lord said to Moses, if anyone does wrong, and is untrue to the Lord, acting falsely to his neighbor in connection with something put in his care, or something given for a debt, or has taken away anything by force, or has been cruel to his neighbor, or has taken a false oath about the loss of something which he has come across by chance, if a man has done any of these evil things, causing sin to come on him, then he will have to give back the thing he took by force or got by cruel acts, or the goods which were put in his care or the thing he came on by chance, or anything about which he took a false oath, he will have to give it all back, with the addition of a fifth of its value, to him whose property it is, when he has been judged to be in the wrong. Then let him take to the Lord the offering for his wrongdoing, giving to the priest for his offering, a male sheep from the flock, without any mark, of the value fixed by you, and the priest will take away his sin from before the Lord, and he will have forgiveness for whatever crime he has done. And the Lord said to Moses, give orders to Aaron and to his sons, saying, this is the law for the burnt offering. The offering is to be on the firewood on the altar all night till the morning, and the fire of the altar is to be kept burning. And the priest is to put on his linen robes and his linen trousers, and take up what is over of the offering after it has been burned on the altar, and put it by the side of the altar. Then having taken off his linen robes and put on other clothing, he is to take it away into a clean place, outside the tent circle. The fire on the altar is to be kept burning, it is never to go out. Every morning the priest is to put wood on it, placing the burnt offering in order on it, and there the fat of the peace offering is to be burned. Let the fire be kept burning on the altar at all times, it is never to go out. And this is the law for the meal offering. It is to be offered to the Lord before the altar by the sons of Aaron. The priest is to take in his hand some of the meal offering and of the oil of it, and all the perfume on it, burning it on the altar as a sign, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And whatever is over Aaron and his sons may have for their food, taking it without leaven in a holy place, in the open space of the tent of meeting they may take a meal of it. It is not to be cooked with leaven. I have given it to them as their part of the offerings made by fire to me. It is most holy, as are the sin offerings and the offerings for error. Every male among the children of Aaron may have it for food. It is their right forever through all your generations, from the offerings made by fire to the Lord, anyone touching them will be holy. And the Lord said to Moses, "This is the offering which Aaron and his sons are to make to the Lord on the day when he is made a priest, the tenth part of an ephah of the best meal for a meal offering forever, half of it in the morning and half in the evening. Let it be made with oil on a flat plate. When it is well mixed and cooked, let it be broken and taken in as a meal offering, for a sweet smell to the Lord. And the same offering is to be given by that one of his sons who takes his place as priest, by an order forever. All of it is to be burned before the Lord. Every meal offering offered for the priest is to be completely burned, nothing of it is to be taken for food." And the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron and his sons, this is the law for the sin offering. The sin offering is to be put to death before the Lord in the same place as the burnt offering. It is most holy. The priest by whom it is offered for sin, is to take it for his food in a holy place, in the open space of the tent of meeting. Anyone touching the flesh of it will be holy, and if any of the blood is dropped on any clothing, the thing on which the blood has been dropped is to be washed in a holy place. But the vessel of earth in which the flesh was cooked is to be broken, or if a brass vessel was used, it is to be rubbed clean and washed out with water. Every male among the priests may take it for his food, it is most holy. No sin offering, the blood of which is taken into the tent of meeting, to take away sin in the holy place, may be used for food, it is to be burned with fire." Psalm 45. To the chief music maker, put to Shoshanim. Of the sons of Korah. Maskal. A song of loves. My heart is flowing over with good things. My words are of that which I have made for a king, my tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You are fairer than the children of men, grace is flowing through your lips, for this cause the blessing of God is with you forever. Put on your sword, make it ready at your side, O strong chief, with your glory and power, and go nobly on in your power, because you are good and true and without pride, and your right hand will be teaching you things of fear. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's haters. Because of them the peoples are falling under you. Your seat of power, O God, is forever and ever. The rod of your kingdom is a rod of honor. You have been a lover of righteousness and a hater of evil, and so God, your God, has put the oil of joy on your head, lifting you high over all other kings. Your robes are full of the smell of all sorts of perfumes and spices. Music from the king's ivory houses has made you glad. King's daughters are among your noble women. On your right is the queen in gold of Ophir. O daughter, give thought and attention, and let your ear be open, no longer keep in mind your people, and your father's house, so will the king have a great desire for you, seeing how beautiful you are, because he is your lord, give him honor. And the daughters of Tyre will be there with an offering, those who have wealth among the people will be looking for your approval. In the great house the king's daughter is all shining, her clothing is worked with gold. She will come before the king in robes of needlework, the virgins in her train will come before you. With joy and rapture will they come, they will go into the king's house. Your children will take the place of your fathers, so that you may make them rulers over all the earth. I will keep the memory of your name living through all generations, and because of this the people will give you praise forever. Psalm 46. To the chief music maker. Of the sons of Korah. Put to Alamoth. A song. God is our harbor and our strength, a very present help in trouble. For this cause we will have no fear, even though the earth is changed, and though the mountains are moved in the heart of the sea, though its waters are sounding and troubled, and though the mountains are shaking with their violent motion. Selah, there is a river whose streams make glad the resting place of God, the holy place of the tents of the Most High. God has taken his place in her, she will not be moved. He will come to her help at the dawn of morning. The nations were angry, the kingdoms were moved, at the sound of his voice the earth became like wax. The Lord of armies is with us, The God of Jacob is our high tower. Selah, come, see the works of the Lord, the destruction which he has made in the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. By him the bow is broken, and the spear cut in two, and the carriage burned in the fire. Be at peace in the knowledge that I am God, I will be lifted up among the nations, I will be honored through all the earth. The Lord of armies is with us, the God of Jacob is our high tower. Selah.